What's up, guys? Today we're going to learn how to reset the service B counter on your Mercedes-Benz C320 after you service your car. The service B on a Benz is pretty much oil change, tire check, air filter replacement if needed. I pretty much do that at Walmart, so pretty much Walmart is my service B go-to place. So today we're going to learn how to reset that service B odometer, because obviously the people at Walmart do not do that, so that's going to be our job. So as you guys can see, the car is turned off. What you guys want to do, guys, is that you want to turn the key, okay? You want to turn the key to the second position, okay? Uno, dos, okay? When you turn it to the second position, not turning the engine over, you're going to get all the, what you may call it, all the lights, all the check engine stuff, like we can clearly see. Usually it will pop up to the service B if it's exceeded, which it obviously it has. Now, sometimes, guys, you may not get the service B menu popping up in your face like this, so you actually have to look for it. Here's how you guys look for it, okay? See, this here lets you toggle the different pages you have. Over here, the arrows allow you to select different settings within a page. So we're gonna come down here, guys, okay? We're gonna come here to the page button toggle. We're gonna keep on toggling until we find the odometer, okay? Once we find the odometer, as you guys can clearly see, you're gonna use the arrow button until you find the wrench, which here we are, okay, guys? Now what you're gonna do is that you're gonna come over here. This is a reset button that allows you to reset the counter. Obviously you cannot reset the actual mileage odometer with this, but it will allow you to reset other odometers like service B or how many miles you drove in a day, which is I use that on a daily basis. All right, let's hit the button. Boom, we hit the button. Wait for a couple of seconds. Yes, it's asking if we want to reset it. Hell yeah, we want to reset it. Boom. Now we're going to check again. Make sure. Interesting, it's still there. Did we miss something? I took my button, my hand, my finger off. Let me reset it again by pressing it again. Let's see. There we go, guys. All right. So as you guys can clearly see, is that what happened is when you guys got onto this page and you hit this over here, and then it asked you, hey, are you sure you want to clear the service B interval or odometer or whatever you want to call it, counter for all I care? What the mistake we did is that we had our finger on the reset button, we didn't let go. That's why it failed the first time. The second time, I took my finger off, as you guys saw, then I put my finger back on the reset after it asked, am I sure I want to reset the service B counter? So I took my finger off, I put it back on, and I held it for 3 seconds, and then I got the beep. Just letting you know, to know absolutely sure that you actually reset the counter, you will hear a beep. So that's all there is to it, guys. Hope you like the video. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.